How are you feeling about doing this?
Stressed out.
I have some wine for you.
I see. That should help.
And I have some scotch from your family.
I think that's gonna be... Well, I think it already is a tradition.
Of buying scotch for me?
Did you get scotch for your birthday from my family? But I think that's something that you use.
Yes.
And you enjoy.
Yes.
So it checks most of the boxes on your wish list.
Consumable or experience.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so here's my thought for the premise of this.
Okay.
I thought, since we're kind of starting to get serious, we found a property that we like,
mm-hmm.
we can go through, talk through it on
uh-huh.
what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, we're in the closet.
Well, I don't know. How would you describe this room?
Because
it definitely has a door and one kind of bar on a rack.
Yeah, it's a closet slash storage room, definitely.
And it's like over top of the front door. It's in the second level, but it kind of feels like in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
The ceiling's nice and smooth. I picked this room because there's clothes, so hopefully our voices don't bounce and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's true. We always have to describe everything. So, my scotch is golden.
My wine is red.
Cheers.
Deep red.
All right. So, I have a somewhat appropriate question that will kick us off here.
Okay.
All right.
Do you need me to hold your scotch?
That's very kind of you. I'm going to try to multitask.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I feel like we love to dream together. What's the big dream for you right now?
The big dream for me right now, I think, is to finally be able to go places, plan something, plan a trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big dream for me. Plan a trip to go to Portugal and see the property that we are interested in.
Yes, so we've been on and off, like, glancing the ads. How long do you think we've been, like, looking at stuff?
I know we mentioned it to our hosts when we went there last time. Was it 2 years ago? When?
Mm-hmm.
No, a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah. Summer of 2019.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. June.
In southern Portugal.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the town.
Obidos?
Something.
I don't remember that. I know there is such town, but I don't know if that's
there's something
where we
to
were.
Put on the list to remember the names
yeah.
of Portuguese towns.
Yeah. So, I know that we were talking to them about it. So, I think the idea must have been born before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure. Was it when we went there for the first time together? I don't think it was that early.
When we first were, like, dreaming of the property?
Well, first we were dreaming of a property in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
That's like
decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, shortly after we were married.
Mm-hmm. Thought to do the B&B.
Yeah.
And then I realized I don't think I'm a people person. I mean, I like people, but I wouldn't like to have to like people every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would
put on a smiley face and
yeah. Yeah. Maybe someday I hope to be that kind of
mm-hmm.
person, but no. So then that changed a bit. Obviously, smaller
yeah.
places.
I think I could totally do it though, because
B&B.
Mhm. Because I think that's like in me, that's my strength. I strive to make people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal in life.
And I am a very lucky man.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. easier with strangers. I know that I'm. Sometimes I don't feel, you don't feel like I'm trying to make you happy. But when it comes to strangers.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm, you know, I'm talking about like regular people, not some who start off being mean to me. Yeah. In that sense.
Yeah, that's always wondering. But then you figure people like that probably don't want to go to B&B. You know.
I don't want to go just to leave a negative review.
Exactly. I don't think mean people are kind of the ones that would stay at a B&B or travel into small areas.
Mm-hmm. Unless their goal in life is, unlike me, to make people unhappy.
Well, that's true.
Because unfortunately, there are such people.
That's true.
Out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try to travel to have the worst experience ever. That's like your goal with every trip.
Point out every single thing that did not work out for them or they did not like, or including, you know, the color of the wall or the wallpaper or
For me it's the toilet paper, but I do like though how they have
only
the fold.
Two layer or more, yes.
Yeah.
How do you call it? Two ply toilet paper or more. One gets a really bad review.
Mm-hmm. Even if they do the little triangle fold, make it look fancy.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so we.
We like going off topic. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. That's why we have a theme, so we can always come back to the theme. Yeah. Right, so we've been looking. We sent a couple emails a few times just asking if something's available, questions about property, etc. And we found something that we like.
A lot,
yeah. Yeah, so we sent an email, we kind of asked about reserving it, and this is when we're first kind of serious about digging into, like, hiring people and making an offer. Definitely going there and seeing it.
Yeah, that's. So. I think this is what's really frustrating about this process, being the situation right now with the pandemic and all. That's what is kind of making me cringe. I don't want to buy something just off of pictures, because we all know that you can make anything look nice in the picture.
True. But the realtor has been like helpful, sending us YouTube videos
that is
of
very
like.
True.
Like a tour, so someone literally just takes the phone, I think it was the owner actually, and one cut, there's nothing, and walk through the whole thing, so you get to see everything. They did that on the basement area, foundation, ground floor.
Yeah.
And it still looks good. I think for me, it's the surrounding region, how to get up there, how close or how far is it to everything? We got it because it's, or we're interested in it because it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, central Portugal on a hill. What do you think about the views?
The views are gorgeous. It's so stunning. And the fact that it's a village, like it's still a village, but it's a really tiny one. So that kind of makes me comfortable, you know, like you want to go get milk, which, oh my goodness, I don't know if they have lactose free milk there.
No, I doubt it. They got what, a gas station and one cafe? I think that's it.
Yeah, that will be. Yeah, we will have to find a place. But you know, it's.
But what, Certa? Is 20 minutes by car?
Yeah, so. I think that's totally fine. Yeah. It's like going from here downtown.
I like it because it's close to the river, so you know there's like a part that you're not going to have traffic just because there's no bridges across the river. So.
Yeah. And it's just so. And it has these beautiful blue tiles on the outside. I think this is really. Like, this is when I first saw the house. That was the first picture. And I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah, that history of tiles. I remember that's the thing that stuck out when we first went to Lisbon, was the variety of styles and how much they were used.
Yeah.
It's really a cool idea, I think.
And they just look so gorgeous, even on like old buildings that are falling apart. And then you see a little wall with tiles, and it just makes you want to go, oh, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything else can be falling apart, but the tile part is just exquisite.
I was also thinking it could be better than painting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're covering the rock or whatever mm-hmm. with cement, and you paint it. But yeah. What if you just put tiles on it?
Yep.
It's so probably more expensive than paint.
Probably.
All these ambitions that I need
to price out. But hey, maybe we can find, like, you know, different ones.
like recycled tiles.
Recycled tiles.
It'd be like the span. No, it's not the
span. But
Spanish
we could do, you know, we could do, like, for example, like one wall. It's like totally crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a huge surface, but just a little one.
Mm-hmm. We could do that shed, it like we crazy could, tiles yeah, on that little
yeah,
shed.
Yeah.
Which I'm really curious what's in the shed.
Mm-hmm. Because I always thought that this mess that we could see
mm-hmm.
was on the inside of that shed,
mm.
but it wasn't. No. It's like downstairs in the.
So what do you think's in the shed?
Probably a bigger mess.
Probably.
I think this is what scares me the most.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Getting rid of stuff.
I think we can ask them to clear stuff. But I'm always hesitant because if I've learned anything with the van,
mm-hmm.
those random pieces sometimes are really useful. Like you'll figure out, oh, this is where that's from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you can just use it for something.
Mm.
So I'm hesitant, but we can definitely ask to have things removed. I wonder if that couch is comfy, that big red couch.
And I think this is also what was scary, like looking at pictures of different properties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if there was something at a good price, a lot of land, but there was so much crap on mm-hmm. the land. This, to me, was a no-no. Because you have to deal with it somehow. And mm-hmm. to me, that probably means, you know, putting stuff into landfills.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else are you going to do with that crap?
Well, and especially the thing that...
Should I say crap on my podcast?
You can say crap. You can...
Okay.
I'm not going to take it to any limit yet. We'll see what naturally comes out. Yeah. See if we check the one suitable for children.
Does anyone listen to this, by the way?
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't put anything out there yet, so we'll see. We'll see who listens to it.
You haven't done anything on your own?
Oh, yeah, I've done some stuff on my own.
Did anyone listen to that?
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe...
I'm,
there is a chance.
I'm almost at two handfuls of listeners.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Gosh.
I know.
And is this where it's going to go? This podcast?
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe people will be more intrigued with this one and want to listen more.
Mm-hmm.
You can promo it, too.
Mm.
Can make a YouTube saying, go to my podcast. Press that like button.
Go to his podcast.
No.
If you want to hear more from Tom.
I always think, too, like, for me, it's not so much about getting people to listen to us, right? That's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like documenting where we are in this moment of time.
Mm-hmm.
I love going back and listening to some old things, right?
Because
mm-hmm. it just kind of remembers where you were in the time. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Think about like old photos, right? That
yeah.
same kind of feeling. Yeah. Or looking at pictures that you drew, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, what are... Now, kind of where we're at in this process, we've got something that we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at kind of how to hire people, the steps going involved, put some money behind it.
Getting my dad excited.
Yeah. What are like the questions that you're thinking right now?
Well, I think, first of all, the how sound... The construction is, the foundations and the roof, like we were talking about earlier, which, like I said, I believe they must be pretty good if someone renovated the top part of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think that no one would start renovating the house knowing that the foundations were totally messed up. So, and then of course the fire restrictions. That's what I am worried about.
I agree with you on like the roof and the foundation. I would add to it, the question is going to through my head is, how do I find the person that I could trust? Because if I look at it, I'm not really going to know if something's a problem. It's, you know, kind of cosmetic-y.
But maybe the people from the realtor agency.
I'm hoping that this owner, though, honestly, like I see really kind of him being an advocate. So I hope that when I first meet him, I get that kind of connection, you know? So.
The fire restrictions, you're not worried about?
Well, that's where I kind of want to see the land, because it's not that big of land, and it looks like maybe less than 10 trees on it, maybe a little more. So it seems manageable, and I'm curious if I can terrace it and stuff like that, because I'm hoping to find boulders on the land and kind of build the walls with that.
Yeah, to kind of use what's exactly. there.
Yeah, I really don't want to. Available to us. If I don't have to buy, I don't want to buy.
I like that idea too. So.
And I also want to make it a little bit more walkable because it looks a little steep right now.
Yeah, that's another thing. It would really be nice to actually see it, right?
I mean, I like
the. Oh, the water, the sewage. I don't know if they have the sewer.
Maybe that's sewer. What's in that little shed.
And the sewer pipe. Or the septic tank. We don't know what they have.
Yeah.
We should ask about this. That would be something of importance.
Yes.
Or we will find out, no, there's just this compostable toilet. No, it's not, because I saw the bathroom. I believe it's not a compostable toilet.
No, it's a flush. There's a shower and a sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there's a flush toilet, they must have
exactly.
something.
Yes, think of our van. Our van has a flush toilet. It does. It just flushes into a little container that I get to have the luxury of pouring out. And I have yet to get splashed, fingers crossed.
And the little joys in life.
Okay, so... physical things about the property. What about just the experience? Like, what are you thinking time-wise? Because that's what pops through my head, is I still need to work. I still need to have some kind of job.
Well, I know, and I know that too. So I really think that maybe with the current situation, and I know that the pandemic is going to end,
hopefully.
But I
or the new one
I do have come. Some students who did want to have online lessons, so maybe I would just, you know, continue with that.
I think that's where I'm scared, and I think you're in a better position than me on switching to kind of online clients type thing.
I think it's because I make far less money. So if I lose my job, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we're buying this property, right?
Yeah.
Is so that we don't have to be so worried about money. At least in the sense of, like, future, you know? I'm not worried about money. I always try to live in a way not to be worried about money. Yeah. But I know that I'm also not going to keep working, and I don't really want to keep working.
I mean, working.
Working to live.
In a sense, you're working right now, right? Because we're not.
9 to 5.
Yeah. We're not lazy. It's not like we don't want to work because we want to.
Some of us are over on this side are a bit more lazy.
No, you just want to do other things.
Yes, exactly. I really liked how you put that, by the way. I'm not lazy. I just get occupied with things that maybe I shouldn't be doing.
But it that's what I'm saying. It's not like you want to stay on the couch all day and watch TV.
True.
That's, yeah. That, to me, that's lazy.
Yeah.
You're creative and you're just looking for other, and a lot of things interest you.
So. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah. So maybe this, maybe we'll finally have that company. Two people company.
Maybe that's what
I will
we
be
set
the
up.
Manager, the email sender, the email reader, the meeting organizer, and you'll be, you know, the content creator and
maybe that's what we do.
Spokesperson.
The business is our Portuguese business.
So
that makes me think of a whole bunch more questions. How to set up a business in Portugal.
But I think that's something for, you know,
mm-hmm.
another time. Because for now,
yes,
it turned out everything can be done online, even those who thought it couldn't be done online. And I remember so many times I would hear, no, no, this is not our company's policy, and that's not how we view business. Corona happened, and suddenly everyone had to see business this way, or they were out of business.
True.
So,
but I think some things have definitely been impacted by going online, and you have to change how you do them.
Absolutely.
Like teaching kindergartners, for example.
Yeah, teaching kindergartners in a 40 square meter apartment with no doors.
Not that the kindergartners are in the apartment, but I would say making them stay still and watch a screen for a fixed period of time.
Yeah. Well, in the other room, your husband is having a serious business meeting.
Yeah.
With some high-level managers, and I'm singing preschool songs. Yeah.
But no, it makes for, you know, good experiences. Yeah.
Yeah.
People go, your wife sounds very cheerful. Yeah. So I kind of have this list of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you so you can try to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is find the lawyer. And I'm thinking to use that guy from Pure Portugal just to send him an email, tell him where the location of the property is, and see if he's able to help us or who he might recommend.
Right.
And then one of the first things is, well, obviously ask the lawyer what to do next. But I think there's this tax number I need to get. I've heard different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Some say you have to have an address in Portugal.
So I've heard, yeah.
And some say you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to, you can use the lawyer's address.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was also thinking about doing a power of attorney, just in case, but again, questions for the lawyer. All right. So then we've got questions for the house.
Yep.
Which is what happens with the poo.
That's not how I would put it, but okay.
No. Okay.
That's definitely not how I would put it.
The water, source of the water. I'd be curious too if solar panels can go on. Or what's the source
foundations
of the
and the roof.
And then physically, yeah. Foundations, the roof. Yeah.
Because I believe it's all fenced and so.
Yes, they said so, the property is all fenced. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, fenced like a wall that's 30 centimeters high.
That kind of. But yeah. But something.
Yeah.
Something's there that says this is a private property.
So then after that, then I think we could start looking at other properties. And kind of arrange a visit. Maybe like 4 days, I'm thinking. Couple properties a day type of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
I wanted to drive, but it's 29 hours.
It's, yeah. Exactly. That would be tough.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's That's the trickiest part right now, to arrange the travels.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest would be by plane. But I'm just so worried, you know. We buy a ticket and then they would tell us 2 days beforehand, sorry, your flight got cancelled, and then we wait.
True. I'm feeling like after middle of January is a good time, because there'll be a bit more clarity in the sense of if it's going to be locked down longer or what's going on.
And also, yeah, the situation. And
yeah. Fortunately, Portugal still has no restriction, so they have open borders. I know Spain is not so much like that.
Mm-hmm.
France, Austria, this is why, obviously, we're not driving.
Yeah. That's perfect.
All right, I have a proposal.
Yeah.
What if we each take some homework?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we talk again, we kind of share what we've researched and found out. So,
okay.
I'll defer to you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you interested in researching?
Oh, I'm one of these people who likes to be told what they are supposed to research.
All right, I would propose this. We've got our list somewhat of houses, but that doesn't have to be all-inclusive. You can add more.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick out which are the ones that we're going to email and try to arrange to kind of visit.
To visit.
Yeah.
Okay. So they shouldn't be too far away from
one another. Yeah, I think we're all kind of looking in the same region. It's the region we can afford in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it seems like a lot of people get properties there. I don't think it's necessarily bad. I think the one thing I'm worried is the fires, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching some YouTube videos about people that live there and their experiences and their tips and stuff. Yeah.
Have you watched any of people who actually had to deal with it? The fire?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did their property survive?
Well, theirs did, yeah. They weren't really at risk, but, you know, just seeing it and stuff like that. And I think that's the other thing. A lot of, like, even the Portuguese government, the policies put in place have really helped. Yeah, because it was so serious. And they said something like 6% of the entire land of Portugal burnt. Yeah.
I know there's similar law in Australia. Everyone there has to have their land cleared and prepared in the case of fires. So that they can basically, if there's need to evacuate, they pick up their stuff and go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, and I'm going to research the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And that tax thing. And then make a list of, like, the order at which the next steps need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Who knows, maybe next year... This time next year, we'll be talking from our house in Portugal.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Next year's my Christmas, and I was thinking, okay, Christmas in Portugal, that's the goal.
Wasn't last year your Christmas?
Last year was my Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. You said it was your, mine, and ours.
Sure. And then mine?
Then mine.
Okay.
Wasn't that the plan?
I always figure mine is ours, but okay.
Actually, no. I think we should stick with yours and mine. Because ours, that would be tough.
Yes, exactly.
We will argue.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a nice teaser for future episodes. All right, I see your wine is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, say goodbye.
Bye.